Good morning, Archie Grove. It's a beautiful day out here. The Lord has really blessed us, and He's allowed us to come back together once again. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Y'all might have drive there this morning. Yeah. Uh-huh. Who loves him this morning? Who loves him? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. We love him. Love you, Lord. We love you. Yeah. This morning we're going to start off with a hymn from the praise team. We're going to sing hymn number 137. There's power in the blood. Amen. Pick up where we left off, 138, And we're going to read 1 through 8. I'll be reading to you from the NIV version. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple and will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise you, Lord, when they hear what you have decreed. May they sing of your ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. Though lawful, he sees them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch your hand against the anger of my foes, and with your right hand, you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hand. And the Lord's name has already been blessed. This morning I'm going to call on Minister Bird Day. I'm going to ask her to come up and bless us with a prayer this morning.
Praise the Lord. Still healing the sick. He's still raising the dead. He's still opening blinded eyes. He still provides. Still working miracles. Just like before. God is still doing what God does. He's still healing the sick. He's still raising the dead. Still opening blinded eyes. He still provides. Still
this first time.
far. You brought us through a whole year of COVID, of a pandemic, Lord. You brought us, Lord, back out here one more time to praise you under your sky. Thank you, God. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Because you and you alone. Hallelujah. All right, God. We give you thanks, Lord. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the food, for the clothes, for the shelter, for transportation, for jobs, for income, for income without jobs. Only you, God, can do what you do. Thank you, God. We give your name praise. Hallelujah. We ask you to touch those that are sick, those that are in nursing homes, Lord, those that are in rehabilitation, Lord, those that are at home, Lord. We ask you to touch their bodies. And if it's your will, dear Heavenly Father, we ask you that you heal them, Lord. Bring them up, Lord. Lift them up. And Lord, we know that if you don't heal them on this side, they're going to be healed on the other side. There'll be no pain, no sorrow, no distress, Lord. Nothing but joy. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for being my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for doing what you do. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor, Lord. I lift up the bereaved families to you, Lord. Those around here and those afar, Lord. I lift up those that are among the young black brothers, Lord. The young black sisters, Lord. I ask you to touch those families, Lord. I ask you to touch their hearts, Lord. The fact that their father, their mother, their brother, father, their sister, whatever, died for a purpose doesn't stop the pain. But Lord, we know that you can give them comfort. And I ask right now, Lord, that you comfort all those that are going through right now in this time of bereavement, Lord. I ask you, dear Heavenly Father,
great prayer warrior. We thank you so much for the wonderful prayer and for the beautiful song. I'm going to call you back next week, so we need to sing again. All right. Come on, fellas. Let's give them one. Thank you. God is still in the blessing business. And before I go on, it is good to have joined the congregation together this morning. And I ask you to pray my strength in the Lord. It's been a minute since we did it outside. Also, I want to give thanks to not only the praise team musicians, but Mr. Cook, amen, who was good and faithful and videoing, amen, and sending it Facebook Live. And Sister Thompson has been tagging along with him, amen. I think last week he let her do it by herself. She did a good job, amen. So let's give all who make this a part the service available. Deacons, trustees, we love you. Members, we love you. Let's give them a hand clap of praise before we get started. Y'all could do better than that. If it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be able to. My. Well, I see the wind is blowing, so let's get on with it. This morning, I invite your attention to New Testament book of Acts. We're still in the book of Acts. Amen. We turn it into a series. My friend and brother, Pastor Darrell Carr, called me and told me that I ought to name this Acts in Action. Amen. I said, that's pretty good, Pastor. That's pretty good. But as you're looking for Acts, chapter 1, New Testament. I want to continue to lift up those who are on my prayer list. Amen. You know, to continue to lift Brother, Sister, Mother Mildred Moody, Deacon Richard Woods and family, Sister Crystal Fulgham and her family, Sister Betty Tennant and her family, Brother Cornell Austin and his family, Brother Dwight Wade and his family, Sister Frances Petit and her family. We're going to lift up Brother Emmanuel Lee and his family. Reverend Benny Petit and his family. Brother Reggie Roberts and Sister Ava and their family. Sister Cynthia Parker and her family. Sister Erica Rochelle and her family. My friend and brother Jack Garner, amen. We're going to lift him up, amen, in prayer. And then my cousin and friend and brother, Dennis Pinchback, we're going to lift up him and his family as he prepared to funeralize his wife today. We solicit your prayers. Amen. And I pray that God will bless each and every one of you. Are you with me in the book of Acts? The Acts of the Apostles. I guess I'm here by myself, so what I'll do is I'll start reading from Book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 15, and read, in those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled in which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas, who served as guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in our ministry. With the reward he got for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong, his body burst open, and all his intestines spilled out. And everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they called that field in that language, Akadema, that is field of blood. For, said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms, may his place be deserted, and there be no one to dwell in it, and may another take his leadership. Amen. I'm going to talk to you from a subject this morning, witness while you wait. Look at your neighbor and say, witness while you wait. We started this sermon series back in the second Sunday of April. The first Sunday we talked about, can I get a witness? It's where God was calling those apostles and those who were of him to become a witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the othermost parts of the world. Second week we talked about preparing to be a witness. Because you know before you do anything there is a preparation period. You should want to be a witness. You should be prepared to be a witness. In other words, you should have the word of God, the strength of God, the spirit of God, and then you have your own will where you ought to desire to witness for the Lord. Last Sunday, we talked about stand up and be a witness. There are a whole lot of people witness to things, but they won't say anything, whether good or bad. Amen. They will see something going on where they ought to give folk honor, and they will not say anything. And then there are times when folks see something that's bad and they ought to witness and talk about it until it gets back in check. But today I want to talk to you about witnessing while you wait. Amen. Witnessing while you wait. Brother Richard Norton, he wrote a book called The Power of Something Stupid. He wrote that book because he witnessed the death of his son. He said then that he would vow never to waste another day of his life as long as he lived. And he put that thing in there, time, he used it as an acronym. That T stands for today. That I stands for is. The M stands for wait on the Lord. And the E stands for God is my everything. So today I want you to get in that mind frame not to continue to waste time, but while you're waiting on the Lord, obey the Lord, serve the Lord, pray for strength in the Lord, walk upright before the Lord and his people. Amen. Because witnessing of God is just like a court of law. In a court of law, they can call you to be a witness. They can send you what you call a subpoena. Now, you cannot answer to the subpoena, but you're going to jail. Amen. But when you go to court, if they feel like that, your testimony will be tainted by others' testimony or tainted by what you hear from the opening statement or the attorney or whatever, swayed in any kind of way, what they will do is they will make you wait outside until they call your name to come in and to be a witness. Amen. Now, when they call you in to be a witness, I just told you, you have to walk in to be a witness. You have to be prepared to be a witness. You have to stand up and take the oath to be a witness. And then when you sit down, you're supposed to tell what you saw and what you heard. And in this text, in the book of Acts, Dr. Luke continues Luke 24, where he has witnessed the miracles of Jesus walking. He's witnessed Jesus' birth. He's witnessed so many things of Jesus while he was walking, miracles that Jesus did along the path. He's witnessed the culmination of it. He witnessed Jesus on the cross between two thieves. Amen. He witnessed Jesus in agony and pain, but yet Jesus is still talking about bringing others in. I'm going to say this before I go on. Y'all do know that there are people who will arrive at a certain place,
They can help you get to where you need to be. They're already where you're trying to go. And some folk will extend the olive branch to get you where you need to go, and they will witness to your character so they can get you in. There are others who will stand in your way, and they will block the door to progress, or so they think. But I just stopped by to tell somebody who's waiting on the Lord, and it seems like your time is not coming. Waiting on the Lord is like waiting at DMV. You're waiting forever. Waiting on the Lord is like waiting in the doctor's office. Amen. They'll call your name and take your money, and you'll be standing there waiting on the doctor. Amen. But you have to wait in the waiting room. Amen. But being subpoenaed, you come into the courtroom to testify of what you've seen and what you heard. Luke testifies to Theophilus in the Gospel of St. Luke, and then he comes back in the book of Acts, which is the part two of the Gospel of St. Luke, and he begins to witness to Theophilus what the Lord has done. Luke says to him, or in Luke 24, it talks about in the Gospel of Luke that what he saw in Jesus' earthly ministry. Luke 24 and 48, then he talks about the ascension of the Lord, amen. It continues on into the book of Acts, what we've been talking about, amen. When they get there, he talks to Theophilus about the Lord, and then he gives the mandate that the Lord has given to all of them. Acts 1 and 4 is the crux of the book, sort of. It says for them to wait until the Spirit of the Lord comes. Wait until the promise of the Lord comes. And then in Acts 1 and 8, he tells them what the promise is. He said, you got to wait until the Holy Spirit comes. Because when he comes, you will be endued with power from on high, amen, to be a witness, amen. I'm talking about witnessing while you wait. That word witness comes from our word, which we call martyr. Amen. Witness has three forms in the Greek. The first one is to witness. Amen. That's martyrum. The other one is the testimony of being a witness, or the act of being a witness, is martyrium. And the second one is martyrion, which when you actually give your testimony for the Lord. Well, that's how I see, since I'm boring y'all, amen, I'll tell you like this. If you don't witness for the Lord now, if you're ashamed of God now, there's going to come a time when you're going to need God to stand up and be a witness for you. And the Bible says if you are ashamed of him now, that he's going to be ashamed of you when your time of need comes. So I'm asking somebody to wait on the Lord, amen. Wait on the Lord. Wait on him, and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. A witness is one who testifies of what he's seen and heard. Acts 22 and 15, go there for your own reference and your own time, and look at the witness when they talked about Paul witnessing the death of Timothy, and then it talked about Ananias taking the scales off his eyes, amen, and Paul began to witness to the goodness of the Lord. John 3 and 32 tells you the same thing, that when the power of God comes up upon you, you can't help but be a witness for the Lord. And in this text, there are two types of witnesses. The first witness was Peter, who started off very bad. He started off because he denied the Lord. Amen. But then he stood up. Amen. In this text, he stood up and began to talk about the Lord. Amen. And then he goes on to console the people because Judas, who was one of them, has left. But then you go on in the text, there's another witness who's a bad witness. Amen. That's Judas Iscariot himself. He was not a denier. He was a betrayer of the Lord. He was the one who saw the same miracles that everybody else saw. He was the same one that sat down and ate from the miracle table of the 5,000 like everybody else. He was the witness of Jesus Christ, who was the one who was able to walk on water, the one who was able to touch blinded eyes, the one who was able to do exceeding abundant above all they could ask or think. And yet this man betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver and brought the ones to him to be arrested. Amen. And the Bible says that he died, that he tried to hang himself. But before he hung himself, in the Gospel of Matthew, he tries to take back the silver that he has took for the Lord. Amen. And then the people that took it, the priest, they took it, but then they threw it down. They didn't want it back. They told him, no, you keep it for yourself. And Judas threw it down, and he left, and he hung himself. That's for somebody. Don't leave God because somebody else tried to trick you away from him. Amen. Always stay with the Lord. Don't ever leave the presence and the power of the Lord to follow the character of somebody who you think that has more power power than the Lord. There's nobody more powerful than my God. So what you need to do is witness to the goodness of the Lord. Before I go on in the text, there's somebody here. I feel you right now. You don't feel like waiting. You're tired of waiting. You think that it's not going to happen. Amen. You're waiting on the doctor to give you a good report. Don't worry about it. My God is a healer. You waiting for your children to get right. Your spouse to get right. You waiting to get right. Amen. You waiting for your deliverance. You waiting. But wait on the Lord. Wait on him. Wait on him. Wait on him. You got to wait on him. While you're waiting on him, you got to serve him. You got to be in the witness, the company of witnesses to serve him. Whole lot of folk talk about the Lord, amen. But they're not a part of the service. Because look at this. Peter was in church. He was at church, Mr. Cook. But Judas was at church, but he wasn't in church. Let me say that again. Whole lot of folk at church, but the church ain't in them. Ain't that right? Yeah. Y'all know it. That's because you at church don't mean the church is on the inside of you. And the Lord said you need to wait until that witness comes who would give you power to witness to the goodness of the Lord. I see y'all can't wait. And I want to rush. Deuteronomy, the law says, the law, the Bible says, Deuteronomy 17, Matthew 18, says it takes two or three witnesses to accuse somebody of something. Yeah, y'all run with the first word somebody tell you about somebody. You haven't checked it out. You haven't investigated. You just going back telling folk what you heard. You going back telling folk what you think. But you need to, in the power of two or three witnesses, that's when you're supposed to be able to stand up and be a witness. Amen. First Timothy tells you, never witness against an elder unless two or three witnesses are in the presence of your presence. See, I still know Mr. Daly, they sleep right there every now. So I'm going to go ahead on it. And hit you where you can feel it. Amen. See, y'all might not know John P. Key. Amen. And New Life Community Choir, if you at church and the church not in you, who said, wait, I'm going to wait on the Lord. Yeah, y'all hear me now? He said, I'm going to wait on him. Amen. Yeah, y'all might know 1966. Amen. Down the Ross and the Supreme says, you got to wait on love. You can't have it, love. You just have to wait. See, some of y'all know that. But let me reach on back and get you a little bit further because some people don't know that. Y'all was in the club. Y'all went into church, amen. So y'all know Whistle Pickett, amen. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. Y'all might know that one. Am I right about it? Yeah. Y'all might know y'all in the 80s, amen. Y'all might know Roger Troutman and Zapp who remade that song. It says, I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love comes tumbling down. I'm gonna wait in the midnight hour. But let me tell you what the Bible says about waiting. Leviticus 3:25 says, the Lord God is good to those who wait. Amen. You want the Lord to be good to you? Wait on him while he's coming. Let folk talk. Let folk do whatever they want to do. Let the situation change. But I'm telling you to wait on the Lord. Psalm 27:14 says, wait on the Lord. Be strong and take heart. Yet again, he says, wait on the Lord. Whenever the Bible says one thing and then they repeat it again, that means you need to do that thing. Psalm 27:14, wait for the Lord. Be strong, take heart. And he says again, wait on the Lord. I wish I had somebody, amen. Because while you're waiting on him, Exodus 14:14 says the Lord will fight your battles, Dick and his Jerry. You don't have to worry about nothing. The Lord will fight your battles if you wait on him. Isaiah 40:31 says, but they that wait on the Lord, they will renew their strength. Ain't that right? They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. You gonna run, but you won't get weary. Amen. You gonna walk and you won't faint. That's what Isaiah said. But while all that going on, you still got to wait on the Lord. Peter said the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. He is coming, amen. I know folks been saying he's been coming for a long time, and folk don't believe it, amen, because we're living in a world where people are doing everything to everybody that they're big enough and bad enough to do because they can't wait on the Lord. But I'm telling you this morning to wait on the Lord. And while you're waiting on the Lord, I want you to witness to the goodness of the Lord. Rolling Stone said, no one waits. No one waits. You hear that? No one waits. The king said, I'm tired of waiting. Well, I don't want you to get tired of waiting. Y'all might be tired of me and want me to finish this sermon, and I'm going to tell you, I'm about done. When I tell you that in the book of Acts, that they saw that the Lord had ascended back to heaven. And their goal was to go out and witness and tell folks that the Lord had ascended back to heaven. Not only had he ascended back to heaven, but the Bible says that they had another message, and that message was from the angels. And the angels said, what I want y'all to do is, while standing, you hear you gazing, go you back to Jerusalem, just like he said. Go to the upper room and wait till you endued with power from on high. When they got there, they began to wait, and everybody probably was sitting around twiddling their thumbs, talking about what the Lord had done and what he had given them, and probably had pointed a few fingers. But after a while, Peter stood up. And I'm trying to tell you that if you're trying to get your family together, stop fussing, stop fighting, and stand up and be a witness for the Lord. Introduce Jesus Christ in your house and in your life, and watch how your house begin to line up with the Lord. Same thing with the church. Stop arguing, stop fussing, and stop fighting, because the Lord said, and if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Stop worrying about the Lord's house. The Lord got his house under control. All you got to do is wait on him, obey him, and he will strengthen thine heart. Now wait on him. There's somebody here today, maybe Facebook Live, maybe out here today. Why are you waiting on the Lord? You got to make sure that you have a relationship with him. Make sure that you know him. Because you could be the one in that courtroom waiting outside to be called as a witness. You ain't got no subpoena. Ain't nobody called you. And you have no right to be on the witness stand. I wish I had somebody. But it's the Lord calling. He's calling everybody to be saved. He's calling all of us on a mandate to come and accept what the blood of the Lord has done for you. And if there's one who's never accepted Jesus Christ and the free will pardon of your sin, you have to come now and let the Lord take care of your soul. There's one on Facebook. You don't know the Lord. You need to confess him right there. Confess the fact that you fallen short of the glory of God, and invite the Lord into your life. And watch the Lord come and begin to take care of you. He'll change your mind. He'll change your heart. He'll change your walk. He'll change your talk. And then while he's doing that, don't think it's strange that people used to run with you. They can't run with you no more, because they walking on the ground and you walking in the spirit. Y'all hear me now? So you need to come while the blood is running warm in your veins. Well, today, beautiful day, when we're getting ready to have communion. Thank the deacons for your presence this morning. God bless you. We thank you so much. All of you who have your communion, this is what you're doing. You're waiting on the Lord. Some folk are still in Passover. Some folk are still in the Old Testament. Some folk still trying to keep the law. Some folk still trying to do all that stuff that the Lord has already done. Now, today when we take communion, we're going from Passover to Pentecost. Y'all hear me now? You're going from Passover to Pentecost. See, because you can't work your way in. It's only by faith in him, the Lord. And by grace through faith are we saved. Am I right about it? All right, we're waiting on communion. Have y'all passed it out? Are y'all getting ready to pass it out? All right. All right. Night before the Lord was grave, he's sitting with his disciples. He tells them that he's on the way to the cross. But he tells, he institutes the Lord's Supper. He begins to tell them heal his flesh and drink of his blood. I guarantee you, tell them, as often as you do this, remember me. Today we're going to remember the Lord. Amen. It's good to remember what he's done. It's good to remember even what he's doing right now. But it's also good to look to what he's getting ready to do. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into your heart or my heart what the Lord has prepared for us. I want you to think about goodness of the Lord. Think about the love of God. And y'all do know that I still believe in divine healing. Those who are on Facebook Live, if you don't, while we're passing out communion here, go get you a cracker, go get you a morsel of bread, go get you some juice, something like that. Go head on and we're going to consecrate it. I want you to take communion with us. Say ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And this morning we'll consecrate ourselves and give ourselves back to the Lord, looking back at what he's done and looking forward to his coming. God in Christ is spoken for you. Eat ye, all of it. Blood of Jesus that was shed for the remission and forgiveness of your sins, drink ye, all of it. And on that night, they said at the Mount of Olives, they had a Holy Ghost beer party. It ain't nothing to me like a dry church who don't know how to celebrate Jesus. If you see somebody that can't clap their hands, if you see somebody who can't give God the glory, they don't know my God. Amen. They don't know him. As we look to the Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, so much for allowing us to congregate one more time together. I ask you, God, to bless every heart, every mind, every soul, and every person that's represented here Thank you, God, for the service of your praise to you, videographers and deacons who serve so gracefully today. Thank you, God, for those who have come Facebook Live, those who've driven their vehicles here. We thank you so much. We love you. Give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. For your people, I leave this benediction. May the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now and forevermore. Let the faithful of God say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.